This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Adrian.
Yeah.
I know you're a fan. I'm a huge fan as well. I listen to this man on a regular basis. It is none other than Richard Mercer, the love god.
Thank
Good morning.
You guys. Thank
you. Are the love god. That's a bit of a nickname that's stuck, hey?
Yes, came about purely by accident rather than design. It originates, in fact, back to the first few months of the program. And I was off ill one night with flu, and the guy who filled in referred to himself as the acting love god. And Rob Duckworth, who was our drive announcer and preceded me, latched on to the title and really built it. So it was really thanks to Rob Duckworth.
There you go.
That's brilliant. There you go. Now, how long have you been doing the show for?
12 years.
12
no.
years?
Wow.
Yeah, 12 years. It's astounding.
That is crazy. 12 years. Where did it start?
Back in 97.
On Sydney radio, right?
Yes, yeah. It went soon after that through Melbourne and Adelaide. And over the years, it's sort of come in and out of both Melbourne and Adelaide and gone back in. And it's stayed the whole time in Sydney.
Oh, it's fantastic. We love the show, and it's because we're often driving home late at night by ourselves, heartbroken or something. We need some advice. We need to drown our sorrows with someone else that's feeling the same way. It's lots of fun.
You can certainly hear bits of your own situation in there, can't you?
I know.
You do. You do relate very easily.
But you've got a great you know, genuine warmth and kind of care about you when you host the show and get your callers calling in, which is just fantastic, and we love to hear. Some of the callers, though, call in with some interesting things sometimes and say some funny things. Have you ever had a bit of a desire to have a bit of a laugh or a giggle? You heard some crazy stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, there are situations that will you know, give me a giggle, but I would like to think that it's a situation where it's appropriate and most people would be giggling anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I from time to time I get people asking me, you know, don't you ever just want to tell people to get a life, or don't you ever want to do this? But, you know, the interesting thing is that it's, I guess, to do with the way I look at life. Now, we're all, to a certain extent, the product of our experiences and, I guess, our genetics and, you know, the old nature-nurture thing. It's a bit of both. And we all see the world in a different way, and we get to react in a different way. So for me to poke fun or to find something humorous in a negative sense in someone's situation when they are really, you know, struggling with it is counterproductive to me. I don't feel it, because I mean I just appreciate that we all have a different take on life, and therefore we go to react differently.
Now, in terms of your voice, you've got a very recognisable voice. Do you ever get recognised on the phone or anything?
To be sure, but I often put an accent on. The funniest thing that happened to me was one night when I'm inappropriately dressed. I was slopping over at the service station, and I was in tracky dacks, and I was standing, and a lady next to me said, "I know your voice, you're in radio." Because she said to me, "Look, Richard, I'm actually a psychiatrist, and I have a particular lady who called me one night and wanted some help, and to be honest, she's a bit of a high maintenance case, so I couldn't do much for her, but I just said, look, ring Richard and he'll do something for you."
Really?
Yeah. So she told me the story and she said, "Thank you, Richard, for what you do."
Through love song dedications, you know, so many people have confided in you and got some advice, but who do you confide in? So, you know, Andy and I are here. How's your love life? How's it going? Is there anything you want to tell Uncle Andy and Uncle Adrian?
I'll give you a couple of things. I mean, about four years ago, I went through, 5 years ago, I guess now, I went through a horrendous breakup with my partner at the time. And I mean, that was when I used the program. It's funny because people will call me now and say, "Richard, you never talk about your situation." I suppose there's a degree of truth in that, because it's basically quite boring at the moment. But looking back 4 or 5 years ago, it really was a vehicle for me. And yeah, I mean, I really poured my heart out.
Well, you know, going into work, I can imagine with all that, all those people calling in having emotional times, you'd bloody be end up in tears during the song. while you're playing Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On or something.
Now, obviously, we did discuss you've got a very distinct voice, and we've got a couple of lines we'd love for you to just sort of read off for us.
Yeah, in a quintessential Richard Mercer love song dedications voice, there's a couple things, a couple scenarios we want to know whether it works in. For example, you can get Homer Simpson GPS devices, sat-nav ones, and you can get, you know, Bob Dylan. We want a Richard Mercer GPS system overlay. Could you just say, at the next intersection, turn right, then veer onto the highway?
Isn't this funny? We went through this exercise a couple of weekends ago because I have a little band as well on the side, and the female singer in it is hopeless with directions. And I was in the car with her and her boyfriend, and I was told just to speak like the GPS system.
Oh, really?
Brilliant. You know, I'll do my best.
At the next intersection, turn right, then veer onto the highway.
At the next intersection, turn right and veer onto the highway.
Brilliant. One more.
We're going to up the degree.
This is just
degree of difficulty.
This is a hostage situation.
Oh,
so.
My goodness, guys.
Yeah, come on. This is good. This is good.
Easy for you.
It's good practice. You'll be fine. All right, so here we go. So put the gun down and come out with your hands up.
Put the gun down and come out with your hands up.
Oh, brilliant. That was fantastic.
That was a good one. Nice pace. I like that one.
Well, congratulations on 12 years on the air with Love Song Dedications. Thank you very much for coming on. We've chosen a very special song to play now. It's Boys to Men, End of the Road. We thought we'd go in the theme of the show.
Thank you.
we love it. We love your show, love your music that you play, and the message you put out there for people.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Adrian.
Yeah, see you, Richard.
See you,
You're
Richard.
Listening to Andy and Adrian on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.